Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank and by Heritage Health Center. It is game day as the Powell Pioneers get ready for their season opener as they will meet up with the Lovell Mustangs. Not only the season opener, but one of the first games going on in the entire state for American Legion Baseball as the Pioneers will take on the Mustangs beginning at 6 o'clock tonight at Edlin Field. The last time these two teams met was finishing up the regular season last year on July 23rd when the Pioneers held on against the Mustangs to win a game 8-6, and that was after they trailed 3-1 early. And for both teams, they return a lot of the players from the squads that played a year ago. For the Pioneers, they then went into the state tournament as of the 3 seed that ended up losing their first two, losing to the Cheyenne Hawks and the Torrington Tigers. But the last time that they met up with Lovell, the Pioneers got 3 hits from Canyon Gonzalez, 3 RBIs from Jesse Brown, and a couple of RBIs from Kobe Ostermiller, all returning for the Pioneers. While the Lovell Mustangs did lose a couple of pretty good players from last year, but returned some pretty good players again from last year's team. That game beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll start talking about it around 5:50 tonight right here on KPNW and at Network1Sports.com. Well, they're also planning a game in Casper tonight as Cheyenne Post 6 will be playing against the Casper Oilers beginning at 5:30 in a 9-inning game. And then after that, not really sure exactly what the schedules are going to bring, except for what's going on in Gillette. Gillette actually is having their Spring Classic tournament starting up this Friday. It'll include teams like Evanston, Jackson, Post 6 from Cheyenne, along with Sheridan taking on, of course, with the host team Gillette. That tournament will continue through Sunday. Of course, all of these programs getting baseball going have to go by the new guidelines that have been put together to have these games, including the social distancing guidelines, including staying out of the dugout to keep the social distancing. Of course, no water jugs, plus the home plate umpire has to wear a mask and gloves, but they can't be white to distract from the white baseballs. Plus, the baseballs will be sanitized after each half inning. We're back with more coming up after this.